This is Season 8, Episode 33 of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. Recording this on Monday morning prior to the Giants-Seahawks game. We'll have another Fantasy Football Podcast later in the week, review anything significant from that game, and talk more big picture between Week 4, Week 5. Heads up, the byes start Week 5. Be heads up for your waivers this week. Make sure you got what you need, because there are some players who are not going to be playing a game for the first time this season as it relates to the bye weeks starting in the National Football League. The Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast is presented for the seventh year in a row by Hooters. We had one heck of a draft night at Hooters going back a little more than a month ago. $6 drinks all day, every day. And on the fourth of each month, so that's coming up in a day or two, Hooters celebrates 40 years with throwback events featuring 83-cent wings and other great specials. Thanks to Hooters for their continued sponsorship of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. My email is wright.todd@yahoo.com if you'd like to send me any fantasy questions, and I will do my best to respond and give you a second opinion on what's going on as it relates to your fantasy football world. I'm on Instagram at ToddWright2121, Twitter X at ToddWright2121, Facebook, Todd Wright in Tampa, Florida. Remember my other podcasts. If you are not a fantasy fan, but you're a fan of what I do, non-fantasy football content and more, the Todd Wright Toddcast, as we approach 300 episodes of that podcast. Just Google the Todd Wright Toddcast. Don't just Google Toddcast. You must put my full name in there. The Todd Wright Toddcast, distributed via JoeBucksFan.com, Google Podcasts, etc. And of course, if you play in a Survivor Football League, as I do, and you're alive through the first month of the season, I have the Todd Wright Survivor Football Podcast this year, presented by Brandon Legal Group. First year we are doing that. That is on the iHeartRadio app. That is on Google Podcasts and also distributed via JoeBucksFan.com. Fantasy-wise, let's dive in, because even though there's a game to play, for example, I'm in third place in week four in the podcast league, yet I know I'm going to finish no better than third. With the huge weeks for Andrew DeWitt, in a huge week in the life of Andrew DeWitt, congratulations, Andrew, gambling editor for The Athletic, his team drafted by two-time foundation champion, the Doc used as a surrogate to draft for Andrew DeWitt, and since Andrew has been putting his own stamp on the team, wins week four barely 0.4 points better than Greg. Greg threw up 139 in change, Andrew with 140 in change in the podcast league. Let's look at Andrew's starting lineup. Lamar Jackson is suddenly rushing for touchdowns again. He's rushed for more touchdowns the last 2 weeks than he did the previous, I think, 32 weeks. So a big week for Jackson. Small week for Tyreek Hill. Is that the only starter for Andrew DeWitt that didn't score double points in my 21st century standard, modernized scoring settings, was Tyreek Hill. But he had A.J. Brown, huge week, 9 for 175 and 2. Josh Jacobs gets going, albeit in a loss. That makes sense, with a backup quarterback, a rookie quarterback, starting for the first time with Garoppolo in protocol. Jacobs touched the ball 25 times for 139 yards of tandem offense and a touchdown. Kyren Williams, big, and like all of it in the first half, 28 touches, 127 of tandem offense, and two touchdowns. Mark Andrews on the receiving end of Lamar Jackson's two touchdown throws, 5 for 80. With those two, and Brandon Aubrey, whose season couldn't have started any worse, as his extra point attempt following the Cowboys' blocked field goal to totally change the momentum early of the Sunday night game opener at New York against the Giants. And then Aubrey picks up where Brett Maher left off in the playoffs last year. And Aubrey's just boom, boom, boom since. I mean, kickoffs, nobody even moves. And he's been terrific. Aubrey with 12 points in my 21st century standard scoring settings with three field goals and three PATs. Could have been more, but Mike McCarthy wanted to work on fourth down and red zone situations with the Cowboys, handing Bill Belichick his worst regular season loss ever. What did Greg have going in a big week? As Greg gains a lot of ground on the field. Trevor Lawrence, 207-1, but 8 rushes for 42 didn't hurt. It's an game for starting quarterback. Stephon Diggs, 6 for 120 and 3 touchdowns. McCaffrey, yeah, I'm going to get to that. 27 touches, 177 yards, 4 touchdowns. Puka Nacua, including the game winner, 9 for 163 and 1. Khalil Herbert, I was thinking Roschon Johnson would get some of this. He did not. Herbert did, as the Bears were running up their 21-point lead that they gagged. 22 touches, 122 yards, and a touchdown, a tandem offense. Devontae Adams, 8 for 75, didn't score. And Jake Moody was only used for PATs as the Niners took care of the Arizona Cardinals. So let's go to the League of Champions to see what happened there, because I think it was interesting that, and this week isn't over, but Jeremy from BLG, Brandon Legal Group, your full-service law firm servicing the greater Tampa Bay area, Jeremy, who's really struggled the first few weeks, wins week 4 and still has a player on Monday night, but he's won week 4, so let's go ahead and look at his starting lineup and see how he got there. See if we've heard of any of these names already, because he has Lockett on Monday night. Tyler Bass, double-digit points kicking for the Bills. Brock Purdy, a very efficient near 20 fantasy points, 283 and one passing touchdown, and then got the sneak for the rushing touchdown. Guess they didn't want to get McCaffrey to 5 touchdowns. So Purdy just does it himself. There's Diggs. We talked about him. Ridley, just 2 catches in London, but 1 for a touchdown. King Henry. Rumors of King Henry's demise, greatly exaggerated. 22 carries, 122 yards and a touchdown, and a passing touchdown for King Henry on a play he runs once or twice a year. Jerome Ford was a dud. We'll talk about that. So that was Jeremy in winning the League of Champions for week 4. Let's go to the foundation, where 2 undefeated teams in the foundation, head-to-head play. I want to start with Doc's team, 2-time champion aforementioned. He's going to win over Josh and Dan from PDQ. Not a great week for Doc, but gets it done. Put up roughly 75 points. Worried about Justin Herbert with whatever's going on with that left hand middle finger that Herbert played through. Gosh, he's running. How many teams were trying to run the brotherly shove this week and it failed? I saw Mac Jones, nope. Herbert with one hand, nope. Somebody else run it and it didn't work. It doesn't always work. Jalen Hurts, hell of an athlete. Eagles, awesome offensive line. Yeah, you don't have those two things, you can't run that play. And I do like the term brotherly shove. So Herbert's a potential question for Doc going forward. Then he had Tyreek Hill. He had Debo, played him. Debo probably played as a decoy, and it worked because it got Ayuk off and kept the defense honest on McCaffrey. Zach Moss, 18 for 70. Zach's had 3 straight weeks where he's touched the hell out of the ball. Then King Henry. Pickens. Yeah. And with Pickett down, I don't know if you can start him going forward. 3 for 25 for Pickens. He's not touching the ball enough. I mean, when he gets in space, he looks great, but it's just not happening enough. And then Riley Patterson, double-digit points on Thursday night. And then after a shaky first 3 weeks, I thought I was dead in week four after the 1 o'clock games because I had Burrow and Higgins who combined for 5.5 points. And I was playing Dave Worth, and Dave's got a good team. And Dave's been scoring a lot. He's been that guy in the league, in head-to-head leagues. You all know this guy. Scores a lot and doesn't win his share of games. It's going to revert. Dave put up 90, and I beat him by 20 because in the late games, I had Ayuk, Aubrey, and McCaffrey. And Kyren Williams didn't hurt me either. And I'm going to go back to something. Interestingly enough, this goes back a couple of weeks when Chubb went down. I'm sitting undefeated and Doc's sitting undefeated. But I got less points. So I got waiver claim 9 in our 10-team league and Doc has waiver claim 10. Somehow, no one in the first 8 waiver claims of the foundation touched either Kyren Williams or Ford as a running back on waivers going into week 3. I don't know why. So it gets to me. I had claims in for both, and I prioritized Williams over Ford for the Rams over the Browns. And that really paid off. We'll talk more about Ford in a moment. I would have had whoever I wanted, but I prioritized Williams over Ford. Doc got Ford. I got Williams because I picked in front of Doc. And huge game for Williams. And Aubrey just keeps making kicks. So there are some things from the winning teams in the 3 leagues that I commission. As always, send me yours at right.todd@yahoo.com. Let me go to all players for week 4. And we'll do a quick review. Remember, we're doing this on Monday morning. So if Metcalf or Lockett or Geno or Walker, someone with the Giants goes off, it will not be included in this top list. So let's just run down a dozen or so based on my 21st century modernized standard scoring settings. McCaffrey, 41.7 fantasy points. Josh Allen, 34.37 fantasy points. Josh Allen's struggles in week 1 against the Jets defense look deep in the rearview mirror now, don't they? And Mahomes struggled against that Jets defense. And Prescott struggled against that Jets defense. It's Russell Wilson next, by the way. Going to be some bad blood in that game with what Peyton said about Hackett. Going to be fun. David Montgomery returns. Man, he runs hard. 3 touchdowns, 32.1 points for Detroit. Diggs, 30 points. A.J. Brown, 29.5. Nico Collins, available on waivers in 15% of Yahoo leagues. 7 for 168 and 2, and was wide receiver 3. As the Texans are off to a good start and hammered the Steelers. By the way, just a quick comparison. So after the Steelers get beaten by the Texans 30-6. Mike Tomlin was asked if he'd make some changes, and he said, yeah. You know, I'm paraphrasing, but he said, yeah, you know, you got to make changes or you have the same result. Meanwhile, in the Ryder Cup, an event I hate because it's a golf infomercial, and you're remembered by how many majors you win, not by how many Ryder Cups you win. American captain Zach Johnson, as the United States got destroyed. And if it wasn't for hatless Patrick Cantlay, it's probably the worst United States performance in history. That that might be the highlight of Cantlay's career. If he never wins a major, I actually am going to remember, yeah, he kept the U.S. competitive in the 2023 Ryder Cup. But Zach Johnson was asked, what would you change? Well, I wouldn't change anything. Oh, really? Your captain's picks sucked. Your combos sucked. Compare Mike Tomlin to Zach Johnson. Where else are we going? Anthony Richardson, available on waivers in 15% of leagues. Look, if Anthony Richardson, the bye weeks are coming, so this is going to change. If Anthony Richardson's available on waivers in your leagues, even if you're not going to start him, seriously, stash him. Stash him. I know many of you don't roster a backup quarterback. Stash this guy. Because he was QB2 to Josh Allen this past week. So, in the podcast league, I had QB1 and QB2 on my roster. So if you're saying, well, why didn't you play Anthony Richardson? Because I had Josh Allen. Lamar Jackson was QB3. Justin Fields was QB4. Four touchdowns and then couldn't add to it. Strip sack, scoop and score. Very Bryce Young of him. And Kyron Williams was next. Devon, Achan. Still learning. Still wondering. Mostert played. Achan just came off the bench and got two touchdowns in 11 touches. There's King Henry. There's Nacua. Herbert, we get down to Hurts. Pacheco had 23 touches for 158 yards of tandem offense and a touchdown. Man, he was like running angry. Josh Dobbs, decent. 265, two scores, 12 rushes for 48 as he tried to keep Arizona in the game against McCaffrey. And we'll stop there. Oh, we should mention Justin Jefferson, 6 for 85 and two touches as Justin gets going a little bit. But let me say this. We're 4 weeks in. And I took McCaffrey number one overall in a 10-team league, the foundation, where all other nine owners could have picked draft position number one. None of them did. I had the first overall pick. I went with McCaffrey. McCaffrey has scored me 7 touchdowns this year. And each week, here's his tandem offense in yardage each week. 172, 135. 119, 177. So even though Jefferson scored 2 touchdowns this past week, yeah, McCaffrey had 4. So there you go on that. By the way, McCaffrey, as Greg knows this from the podcast league, McCaffrey went 4th in the podcast league. Jefferson, Chase, Tyreek went 1, 2, and 3. Okay, let's do 10 that stand out for the wrong reasons. And you know how this is going to end, by the way. Although I have to compliment Adam Rank from the Fantasy Live show on NFL Network for something he said in a Toy Story segment. Let's see. 10 that stands out for the wrong reasons. For those of you that keep rolling out Joshua Kelly in Austin Eckler's absence, and you won't be able to do it week 5 because the Chargers are on bye and Eckler's going to be back for week 7. But yeah, it didn't work. In the 3 games that Kelly got basically all the running back touches for the Chargers with Eckler out, 42 touches. He had one catch. You want the difference between Kelly and Eckler? Kelly doesn't catch the ball. Kelly's not involved in the passing offense. Eckler is. Kelly, 42 touches. You're saying, well, I'll take that. That's 14 touches per game over 3 games. 116 yards, no scores. Joshua Kelly, not. This just in, not Austin Eckler, started in 27% of Yahoo leagues in week four. Ramondre, we told you that with Zeke there, it was going to ding Ramondre. With Mac Jones there, Ramondre is being dinged. It's not what it was last year. It is a different offense under Bill O'Brien, and they got slapped by the Cowboys. Ramondre started in 72% of Yahoo leagues. He had 16 touches for 40 yards, no score. This year, Ramondre has touched the ball 72 times. He has one score. Mention Pickens started in 46% of Yahoo leagues, 3 catches, 25 yards, no touchdowns. No Pickett going forward. Pickens on the year, 16 catches, 263, 1 touchdown, 1 fumble. Mm-mm. No. Not working. Not fantasy starter worthy. Breece Hall, I benched him last night. He had one good play. Even though the Jets were competitive, he had one good play. He touched the ball 9 times, 69 yards. He has 37 touches on the season. He has not scored. Can't play him until further notice. Chris Olave, with a new free agent, multi-million dollar quarterback. I know Carr was playing hurt, but he chose to play hurt. Dennis Allen chose to play him hurt. Olave, 1 catch, 4 yards. Saints couldn't get in the end zone against the Buccaneers. Olave on the year, 23 catches, 306 yards, hasn't scored. Carr can't get him the ball in the end zone. Carr can't get him the ball down the field. Carr got the ball to Davante Adams, by the way. What's the problem? Rashad White. Not a lot of lowlights in the Bucs' first month. Yeah, they got the crap beat out of them against the Eagles. Okay. The Eagles are unbeaten. Other than that, the Bucs have won every game they've played. Defense doesn't miss tackles and tackles hard. Offensively, Rashad White keeps touching the ball a lot and not a lot is happening. It's like he's a placeholder. 18 touches, 78 yards, no touchdowns against the Saints. He's touched the ball 76 times this year, has one touchdown. Notice we saw more Keyshawn Vaughn in the Saints game. And I think Vaughn stinks, but I think Bowles is sort of searching for something. It might not be on the roster. Ford for Cleveland. Mentioned how I prioritized a Kyron Williams claim over Ford 2 weeks ago. Ford in a game where they really needed him with no Deshaun Watson. 9 on the ground for 26, 5 through the air for 19. And for those of you saying, what about Kareem Hunt? 5 carries, 12 yards. He doesn't have it anymore. Joe Burrow and the Bengals are bad. They're bad. Burrow, 20 for 30 for 165. Why is Joe Burrow averaging 5.5 yards per attempt? What's going on? He didn't carry an injury designation into the week 4 game. That has to be complete bullshit. Burrow is still on one leg. And the Bengals have other issues up front with their offensive line and defensively with a great coordinator. Good things aren't happening. Tyler Algier, for those of you who were convinced he had standalone value and doubled down after his week 1-2 touchdown performance. Algier in London against the Jags touched the ball 8 times for 12 yards. That's it. No scores. And we're going to end with our weekly bash of Kyle Pitts, who started in nearly 75% of Yahoo leagues. Granted, many of those are outdated, mandatory tight end starting leagues. Kyle Pitts against the Jags, 2 catches, 21 yards, no scores. Of note, Jonnu Smith, also a tight end, also on the Falcons, has 11 catches the last 2 weeks. Kyle Pitts has 11 catches for the year. Oh, can I give you one more? Kyle Pitts, who made the Pro Bowl because Kittle was hurt and all other tight ends in the NFC stunk in his rookie year. So in his rookie year, in 15 games, Kyle Pitts had 68 catches. The last two seasons, Pitts has now played 14 games. He has 39 catches. Adam Rank even sort of admitted, although he blamed the Falcons and Arthur Smith for it. There are a lot of things you can blame Arthur Smith for. So Adam Rank compared Kyle Pitts to, did he compare Kyle Pitts to Woody of Toy Story in their Toy Story segment, or Arthur Smith to Woody? Point taken. Adam Rank, well done, from NFL Network. My email is right.todd@yahoo.com, right.todd@yahoo.com for your fantasy questions. Thanks for listening to Season 8, Episode 33 of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. We'll talk to you later this week.